played well in the first half, probably didn't take enough of our chances, and then we just didn't get going in the second half and we left them come back in. And like, we know every team have a purple patch, but I think Musgrave like really had a purple patch for about 15-20 minutes, and they were the best team in it. But I just said to the players inside there, you know, you have to keep going, and sometimes the harder you try, the luckier you get. And I think we got a bit of luck there, because well, luck and good hurling, and we got back, I don't know, whatever we said there, 2-3 in the last 2 minutes of normal time and 3 minutes of injury time is a great sign of a team to keep going after being 5 points down at different stages, you know.
Did you think at any stage that it was gone from you?
Well, we just seemed to be kind of conceding goals very easy. Papper and the guys brought off a couple of great saves. We were under huge pressure.
Yeah.
I think we probably definitely went out of the game in the middle third of the pitch. We weren't winning the breaks in that first half. We won most breaks, and that was giving us go forward ball. But like the second half, we just couldn't get that breaking ball into our hand. And I think, yes, we took a couple of bad options. We had a couple of poor frees, and they were scoring everything they got. And they probably brought a corner forward out and played him as maybe a fourth half forward. Causes a bit of trouble, and something like, we're going to have to work on the team. We're going to have to work on our shape. And definitely you get a little bit more hurling into us over the next 3 weeks now for Blackrock.
And when you're up by seven at half time, is it hard to guard against complacency?
It's not, because basically we work in segments. Like, we, you know, we work in quarters, and I suppose we were looking to get a good start in quarter one, which we got. Quarter two, we've been usually good in most of our games recently. And I mean, we thought we'd got over the problem of starting slow in second halves. We had a few issues with it last year. We ironed it out, and definitely in the county final we ironed it out. But there, today, yeah, we just kind of got off the boil. I think the injury to Charlie at midfield, I think, was a very important one, I think, from Musgrave's point of view, because he was winning so much ball and he was definitely carrying a knock, and I suppose we had to replace him in the end, and he was a loss in midfield, definitely, yeah.
For a club just up from intermediate, how important is it just to get a win under the belt and be able to look forward and not have any worries about relegation or anything?
Yeah, it's huge because, like, you have to remember, I suppose Bandon were playing Division 2 Hurling League last year, right? We've come up and we're playing in the Senior Hurling League. We've been very competitive in all our games, even though I suppose when you look at the table it shows us like one win and a draw. But, you know, we've been struggling with injuries this year, which we haven't had. You know, that was the first time that team played together all year, which just says something. It's great to win a championship game. There's other teams out there, I'm sure, that are playing Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship this weekend, would love to be playing Senior Hurling. Bandon have earned that right, and then got their chance to play Senior Hurling today and win that first round, which is a huge achievement, So I think the players should be, you know, rightly happy with themselves.
And a few weeks' time now, you'll begin against the most successful club in Cork hurling history.
Yeah. Listen, I suppose that's the romance of it, I suppose, really, in the way. But listen, we know the Blackrock are, you know, one of the favourites to win a county in Cork very, very soon. We know what they've done over the last couple of years under 21. Excellent team. We'll be up against it, but it's a great challenge. I mean, like, who wouldn't be looking forward to playing Blackrock above in Park Ewing on a Friday night? I think it's a super championship game for Bandon, and it's something that we will look forward to, but we know that we're going to have to be much, much better, and we know that we're going to have to work really, really hard over the next 3 weeks to get set for that.
Like, our preparations were hampered. We had a lot of injuries, a lot of club activity during the week, and you know, a lot of our clubs playing championship next week, so availability of players, just so much happening in the club scene. You know, if we had our full selection, we'd be very strong, but today we were missing a few. But having said that, the lads, outstanding performance. The second half was brilliant.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought we had it in the end, but fair play to Bandon. They came back and, you know, the best team always wins at the end.
Being down 7 points at half time, it probably looked like a long way back, but they didn't let the heads drop.
Yeah, no, we knew we could come. We knew we'd have a good second half because we hadn't a lot of preparation, as I said, because of club stuff going on. But we knew, like, first half was a bit ropey, but once we got going, I knew we were going to have a strong second half, and that's the way it turned out, and just disappointed we didn't hang on in the end.
I suppose having seen Bandon come back level and then get the 2 points, you probably thought you would hang on.
I thought we were there, but you know, that just the goal at the end won it, and you know, that's the way it goes.
And will it be difficult to find time to regroup now with club commitments?
Yeah, it all depends on what way the fixtures pan out. The club comes first, you know.
Yeah.
And after that, then we filter in, and we just try and work around the clubs, and we're hoping it'll work out for the next day, you know.
Obviously, I'm a Kilkeel man, and we're very proud West there. We believe tactics don't just begin when the 15 players go on the line or go over the line. We have our tactics, and we put out that story last week that we were struggling. We were struggling to an extent, but we picked our 15 on Wednesday night last week, and we were confident then that 15 were going to start. And we had 11 subs, 11 on the panel. I don't like calling them subs because it's a panel game. And You know, the difference is that we went round to people's houses in the winter and in the early spring. We went round their house and we knocked on their doors. I went round there and I spoke man to man to the lads. And you know what? Lads respect that. You know, nowadays it's all technology. I don't do emails. But a phone call and a text, you know, is very impersonal. Like, you know, so I went round and knocked on players' doors and said, look, will you come out? And they did. You know, they responded to that and they respected us, you know. And of course, today now, I mean, I'm rambling here, but at half time in the dressing room, there were some new players there who had not played for Cardiff before. And they, when they came into the dressing room, they saw we had individual small bottles of water chilled. We had Mars bars, we had bananas. And they looked and they said, lads, we don't get this in our own championship. And players respond. It's about man management. I'd rather have 15 average players who wanted to win rather than 15 stars who thought they didn't just need to show up. You know, that's it.
So this performance and this result today, yeah, is not something that, it's not a flash result. You've worked towards this through the winter and you know, you've a concerted effort now.
Well, we our last game now was last Monday night. We played Barry Row in Barry Row. We played their team that's playing championship next week. We played them down in Barry Row last Monday. And we won 123-27. That was our final game. And we knew then, and I'm a firm believer, if you score 20 points, you're very unlucky to lose a game. You know, luckily enough, we got a goal there. But today, I mean, today we brought a sub on, number 17, Dean Rodden from Ardfield. He's one of our reserve goalkeepers. He's one of two sub goalkeepers, you know. How can we drop him next when the intermediates come back, you know? How can we drop him, you know?
Because that was another point. There was just one intermediate on your team today.
Yeah, absolutely. They're all junior, and we brought on a junior B sub. As I said, we went to junior B clubs too. You know, there's a lad from Bantry there that hopefully he was tied with a wedding today or a christening or something today. He will certainly be on our panel. He's a junior B playing with Bantry. You know, he goes to college down in Waterford and he travels up. All these players, if you respect them, I just think it's a nicer. And of course, you may not notice it, but no player criticizes another player. And our subs, our five selectors, our group, if a player makes a mistake, you never hear us criticising. We do that in the dressing room at half time. We have a policy, we respect the players. If we have to tell them off, we'll tell them off in the dressing room. And it's working. But listen, the next round is going to be huge. It's going to be real. How are we going to get over the next round? I don't know.
Today's result is a massive step forward, even compared to this time last year when you were heavily defeated by Glen Rovers. But the next round against either Napiershig or Newtown will still be a difficult test.
Well, I came on as a selector last year with Jerry Ryan, that because Clonakilty had won the West Cork and I was a representative from Clon, and I found it very difficult last year because we didn't have the players and things. But we have come on hugely, and I was here in this pitch when Glen Rovers destroyed us. And I was thinking then that if it ever happens again, I didn't want to get that beating again. That hurt me, and the second round hurt me. You know, against Ballymartle, they hammered us even more, 4-19-1-6, I think, but that was hurting. I don't get embarrassed, I get hurt. And, you know, we will try and not get beaten by 17 or 18 points against whoever plays the next round. You know, we will try. It's going to be, look, it's nearly impossible. Our aim at the start of the season was to win one game. Unfortunately, we've won the first round, so now I want to win another one. But as you know, Lisa, it gets more difficult as you go through. You know, but we didn't fluke today. We didn't fluke today. We were the better side out there, and that's credit to the players. That's it.
I have to give credit to the players that showed up today for this game. They tried hard. They tried their best. They gave it 100%. You know, a few things went wrong for us, but these are things that we'll have to work on in training.
In fairness, I think you did grow into the game, and the lads showed up well in the second half in particular.
Yeah, I mean, like we had an opportunity. We were, I think, just 6 points down and we got a penalty. And, you know, it was a great save by the goalkeeper, and you have to give him credit for that. But, you know, just that our boys just collapsed after that, and Carberry ran out worthy winners in the finish.
You said at the very outset, you know, you commended the lads that showed up today for putting in a big effort. You were very short on numbers today.
Very, very short on numbers. You know, this is a team that we'll have to work on, and hopefully we'll get a full commitment from a lot of the other players, a lot of the intermediate players in the division.
You're not getting a buy-in from clubs?
Well, I suppose that's the problem with the divisions. You know, they'd find it hard to field, and but hopefully, like we'll have a root and branch review of it now, and hopefully we'll get a big commitment from the intermediate clubs. A lot of the players were unavoidable today for one reason or another. So, and I mean, like, we have to take that on board, you know. And but I would have to say, like, that we should be back in contention again in the next round, hopefully.
One reason or another, are there legitimate reasons from your point of view?
Well, from the players that contact me, there were legitimate reasons, so, you know, I have to acknowledge those players as well. You know, there's players that are injured and they've given commitment, you know, that they would be available again, but, you know, we'll just take that on the chin. We'll take today's defeat on the chin and we'll work from there.
Chris Buckley went off injured and it took a few more minutes to find a replacement, but is he all right? Will it be that one?
He will be okay. And he kind of came into the game with an injury, you know, so that was, and we had one or two more players as well, they came into the game with an injury, a normal run of the mill, they wouldn't be playing today, so, but, you know, numbers wise, we're short, so they committed today to the Avondhu jersey.
And maybe commending the fellow that did come in late to replace him?
Oh, yes, I mean, he played very well, in fairness to him, you know, and I have to give credit to all the players that performed today and the selectors as well, the management committee, you know, they really put in a big effort today, so hopefully we're looking forward.
And finally now, hopefully against Bride Rovers, you do have more players at your disposal. It could be a tough game, like they had an impressive performance against Glen Rovers last night.
It will be a tough game for us. I mean, like, we met them last year in the championship as well and they beat us over in Castletown Roach, and you know, hopefully we'll have a stronger squad, a stronger panel than today, and we'll certainly put them to the pin of their collar, hopefully to beat us.
What would you say to somebody who questioned the value of divisional teams in the championship now based on what happened today, I suppose?
Well, I suppose I know we were beaten today, but I would certainly favour the divisions staying in the championship. I mean, there are many players that have played senior inter-county with Cork that have been discovered through playing the division, playing with their divisions at senior level, and I think if the divisions are omitted from the senior championship, I think it will be a retrograde step.
Wasn't good for the heart, you know, absolutely. Went to the end, fair play to Ballyhea, they dug it out. No better man, Pat Callan, to claim that great free, but, you know, in normal time, we had our chances. We pushed on the first 10 minutes of extra time. But, you know what, the goals killed us. We're up 7 points, 2 goals in a minute. That was the difference. But, you know, Belhae News is down. It's heading into our 9th game now, and the puck of a ball between us. We expected as much today that we'd be puck of a ball in it. We're still in it. We'll come up fighting the next day, Belhae. And there won't be a puck of a ball in it again the next day. It was a great game. Can't compliment the lads enough for effort and hard work and honesty. You know, it went down, right down to the wire. And look, yeah, we are. We're still there.
You must be quite pleased that the sending off didn't, you know, cost you in the end, I suppose.
Absolutely. The sending off, it's crucial. The lads dug in, you know, the second yellow card cost us, but the lads regrouped and they worked really and got themselves back into the game after Pat Callan's goal. Defended superbly and, you know, it brought us back in the game and we regrouped at half. Yeah. We regrouped in the full time. The start of extra time group, we came out fighting. The lads have trained really hard and they're very fit and they worked, you know, they took the game to Ballyhea the first 10 minutes of extra time, and we couldn't ask any more from them. They're up on their feet, you know, and look, we'll be ready again. They worked really hard, you know, and senior hurling, it's never over till it's over.
Delighted to be still in the championship. I suppose 5 minutes ago, even in extra time, we were gone 6 points down, and Jim Kelly came on and got us 2 goals, brought us back into it. You know, we showed great character to stay in the game and even come back after going 6 points down. You know, it was a really struggle for us. It was a dogged game, but look, I think we showed great character to still be in the championship.
I think both sides had their challenges. Obviously, they're sending off to come through that. But as you said, those 2 goals from Sean, unbelievable.
Yeah, he's only young fella came on and he did serious damage. But look, we had a load of guys in the field that really showed great heart. You know what I mean? It was a hard day, hard ground, really warm. Bodies are sore, but look, we have to go at it for another day now.
Nothing between you, is there?
No, not a thing. And we knew that coming up. I think they played in the county final 2 or 3 years ago in intermediate. I think there was only 2 or 3 points in it as well. So there's nothing between these two sides. It'll be down to the day again and who performs on the day the next time.
Look, that was a very good performance from ourselves. Look, it's just a pity that it's not a quarter final or a semi final or a county final, because it was good stuff from us. But look, the game kind of petered out towards the end because we got on top and we could see that we were going to win the game. And by Rovers, look, I wouldn't say they threw the hat at it, but look, it was a knockout. It was a knockout. You want to go down fighting, and look, they were thinking of the next game, and they're right. You're not going to get injured when it's knockout. You have 6 years to recover for it. When you're playing in a couple of weeks' time, you're minding yourself, and look. it was just good for Marcel. I just said to Brian Rovers and just, look, we have two or three good players, and when they're on form, they get massive scores for us, and they got it tonight.
Were you expecting a scoreline like that to run up 2:30?
No, to be honest with you, I thought if we could get to 21, 9, 17 or 20 points, I didn't think Bide Rovers would get that high. But look, they got two softest goals from our point of view. One ball came in high that we didn't contest. We left the ball bouncing, they stuck in the back of the net. Another one was from a long free that went in, and they're bad goals that we gave away. We can't do that later in the year when it's knocked because it'll cost you. But look, we expected a ferocious fight from Bide Rovers, but we're going to that level now that they bring to their matches. We're at a level now that every day we play our heart out, and we have the hurlers and the skill, and tonight we just shone.
From a manager's point of view, is it almost a good thing to have those two soft goals that you can, you know, you can start at lads in training and kind of get them to refocus again, and there'll be no resting on any arms?
Probably so, but you could say when it's knockout, them goals give teams a huge confidence. You know, you by stopping them goals going in, you're giving your own team confidence. So we just got to stop out them sloppy goals. But look, it's early days. We would have a good bit done, but we also have a lot to work on, because, like I said, if it was knockout, we would have loads of work done. You know, so we're kind of trying to get to a level where we're consistent when it comes to knockout. But that's a dangerous game, because you might be ready, you might be ready. But look, we have experience at that now. We're going to push them on. We have 3 weeks of stars again. It's not knockout, but we don't want to lose to Sarah. Sarah's want to lose to us, so that's going to take on a life of its own. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be a really dangerous game for us.
Yeah, is that a positive that you're playing such a kind of an elite team? I suppose a team who were your bogey team for a few years, and you haven't lost, I know, in the last three games, I think, in the championship.
Yeah, we haven't. Look, we've seemed to have taken over that mantle. Look, and they had it for a while, but look, that can change very, very, very fast. Look, it's a dangerous game for us, and I'll be thinking to the players in the next couple of weeks that we need to be on our toes. Nothing for granted. Tonight was good, but if we lose this hours, it gives them an advantage and it knocks us back a little bit. So we need to be on our guard big time for the dangerous hours team.
Look, unfortunately, I think, you know, we weren't expecting a 16-point defeat. Obviously, it was going to be tough coming into it. We battled very hard in the first half, played relatively well in the first half, found ourselves 3 points down. Next thing, they come out after the second half and literally just turned up a couple of notches, as you know, county champions will do.
Yeah,
bit of swagger, pulled off some serious scores. Hargan there, Conor Doris, things like that. But you know,
were you in a positive frame of mind at half time, having got the two goals, especially answering their goal with another goal of your own?
Yeah, we were, Dennis, to be honest. We were in a good frame, and you look, we set our stall out to come out and start at 100 miles an hour, but unfortunately, look, they just picked off a couple of points. I think they got a free early on and things like that, and it just settled them faster than it settled us, and we were chasing our tail then.
Are there a few positives to take from it? You scored, what was it, 2:14? If you'd said that beforehand, you'd be thinking it's not bad.
Yeah, look, to be honest, Dennis, it was positive, I think, at the start. Look, we lost two lads this year due to injury and due to retirement.
Okay.
Compared to the last few years, you know, Brendan Driscoll, Sean Ryan, Brendan Welsh, these lads. And, you know, we lost Stephen Glasgow due to injury. But tonight, we had three fellas making their first ever start in senior. You know, young lads, Tygo Sullivan, Shane O'Connor and DJ Cahill, and Stephen Hackett there came on and made his debut as well at senior. That's positive for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's a positive we can take away from it. You know, ultimately, I think, you know, we'll have to improve in other aspects of the game, obviously, but that's the way it goes.
Listen, delighted at the moment, delighted to get a championship win. As I say, a game of two halves, maybe we didn't come out of the blocks. You know, the Bears looked sharp in the first half. Second half worked a bit harder, things happened, and you know, we got a victory. So listen, we're happy with the first round win.
In saying that, you weren't on top in the first half, but you never allowed them to get away from you, and you drew level midway through the half, so you kind of responded well to the slow start.
Yeah, certainly, work rate is a big thing, and I think, you know, the lads were working hard in the first half, maybe taking the wrong option, but they were working hard, so they weren't giving the Bears too much space. So yeah, we never let the game get away from us, which was encouraging. I suppose the last three scores by half time came from the Bears. That maybe, you know, that's not ideal going into half time, but listen, we got in at half time. The lads, we kind of knew there was going to be improvement, and listen, it did improve the second half.
And did you make a couple of tactical changes at the break?
Certainly not. I mean, again, it's a cliche, but work great. We just felt it needed to work a bit harder. And listen, the option taken, maybe first half, it wasn't there. The option taken improved. with that, you get a bit of space, you get into a bit of rhythm, and we got a few scores, you know. So I think it's a, you know, work rate and just the option taking improved, and you know, we got results from it.
And early on in the second half, you did have a few wides, but I suppose you weren't concerned. Once you were creating the chances, you probably felt that the scores would eventually come.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, wides are never ideal in a game, and it's something you know, you'll always have to improve on the next day. But yeah, I mean, all we have to do is keep doing it. I mean, you know, fellas aren't purposely hitting the ball wide, you know, so they were the right options at the time, just didn't click, you know. So as I say, it's a first round championship. Fellas, there's a bit of excitement there. Fellas just you know, it didn't happen. But I think we were confident that it was winning the team to tag on a few more scores, and they came when we wanted them, you know.
Given the opposition, was there a little bit of wanting to put the record straight after last year's defeat?
Listen, I suppose the team that put out a championship the year before, it's always, you know, it's always an opportunity when you get to play them first round championship next year, the following year, you know. So, like, we know the Bears are a good team. Like, I mean, we look at them last year and they didn't start a championship well. They improved and improved and improved. So, we were expecting a strong Bears challenge today. And, you know, I think we got in the first half, it looked maybe like they had us in the ropes. They got the last three scores, as I say. And second half, you know, maybe, you know, Bill Beckett looked, you know, unfortunately for him, looked like a bad injury. And, you know, I wish him a speedy recovery. And maybe that affected him a bit. And, you know, we just kicked on, and you know, delighted to open up a gap and you know, and win the game, you know.
And an excellent defensive effort, not to give away a score in the second half.
Yeah, very, very, very good, very good. Like, the lads have a great understanding, you know. The, you know, communication, work rate. Like, the lads worked very, very, very well as unit. You know, they closed down space. They, you know, they started taking the right option, and you know, yeah, very, very tight at the back. We were delighted with them, you know.
And as well, coming in, you had a lot of very good league form, and I suppose it just goes to show how effective good results in the league can be going into the championship.
That's it. I mean, different, you know, different teams need different things out of the league, you know. I mean, I think, you know, last year we went out the fourth round, weren't disappointed with that, you know. So we thought a good league would be important to us, and you know, so listen, we had a good league, and that, I think our team needed that. Different teams prepared differently, you know. We needed that, and it was great. It was great to get a championship win. It's all about championship. We're in championship now, you know. We won't go very far in a championship if we put together, you know, a 30-minute performance. You need to put together a 60-minute performance. So we'll have to work on that, you know. Plenty of things to work on.
Round 2A now, you've one of three potential opponents, so I suppose scouting will be in full flow.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, as I say, we haven't looked beyond the bar, so don't ask me to name those three, but so we haven't looked beyond them. So, yeah, we'll see. Listen, it's great. It's championship hurling. We all like going to games, you know. Hopefully we get a good summer and a good summer of hurling, and listen, that's where all in the game for, to enjoy the games, you know.
Can you put your finger on what went wrong?
Oh, I wish I could, but no, unfortunately not. I suppose, from our point of view, we're very disappointed with the second half performance. We came in the first half, 3 points up, 11 points to 8, and it's a startling fact is that we failed to score in the second half, which is a fair reflection, a reflection of our performance in the second half.
It looked as if you had kind of weathered their storm when they got back level, having been four down, and you got the last three to end the first half on a high. But I suppose you were just put on the back foot at the start of the second half, and once they got a few scores, they built on that momentum.
They did, certainly did, and I suppose they just sort of a greater hunger in the second half. And for us, you need to win your own ball, and our lads unfortunately didn't win it. And I suppose when we had that horrific injury with our captain and our leader and our tallies man.
And he'd been so good in the first half.
He had been instrumental in the first half, and in fairness to Bill, he's our team captain. He's our tallies man, he's our go-to man, and like, he gets on very well with the lads. And I suppose when something like that happens, for me, it puts into perspective that it, at the end of the day, it's a game. He's unfortunately gone off to hospital now with a serious leg injury, and I just wish him the best of luck and the best of speedy recovery. And hopefully we'll be back playing hurling some next year. So,
and for the team now, it's just a case of regrouping and kind of preparing for round 2B.
Yeah, it's preparing back to the drawing board now. It's back for go training again Tuesday night, and we'll have a good chat and a bit of soul searching between now and then. But as I say, it's at the end of the day, it's only a game. And as I said to the previous reporter, I'm awake since 3 o'clock this morning. That did the darkness of the light, and it sort of puts things into perspective. Look, absolutely. It is a game. Look, no one lost their life, and we will bounce back.
Yeah, overall, you'll have to be happy with that performance. We play very well, Rolly. It was a great team performance, and you know, it's a great start for Mickey, you know, 2017's championship.
What was the most impressive aspect of the performance?
I suppose our teamwork was outstanding. You know, there was the backup, there was fellas were really up for the game, and from the word go, you know, I would say that we were really in their faces, and our top players were excellent. And of course, we brought in some new fellas this year onto the team, and they played really well. So it's all around great performance for us.
Yeah, which of your players really stood out last night?
I thought Marco Keith was excellent in midfield last night. I thought really he was outstanding. Obviously, Shane, he was excellent. Our full back line, Barrow, Tuma, Keon Histon, and in particular, my mother, they were excellent. So we were overall very good team. Marvellous the team performance, than individual yesterday.
And I imagine a win like that is going to give you massive confidence going forward.
Well, it is, of course. You know, any time you win a championship game, irrespective of who you're playing, you know, it's down to experience at that side of it, then, you know. So we'd be looking forward to the next round as well. So, you know, it's something that we really wanted to do as well, just to win the first round. And obviously, we're going to try and keep going on and keep the momentum going as well. So, we've a lot of challenges ahead, but that's what every team has, you know. So, we'd be looking forward to the next round, really.
And to put up 226 as well, I know it's early in the year as well, but against a decent Bishopstown team has to be massively pleasing.
There's a course. It's a big score. But like, I mean, it's a high score, all right. But up the road, the Glen hit 230, as you know yourself. So I mean, they are the county champions, and obviously, you know, we're not the only team that are able to hit those kind of scores. So we're well aware of that as well. And the Glen are the champions, and so like, you know, it isn't flattering, but like, it's just a good team performance last night, and we'll be just looking forward to the next round again, then, Rory, you know.
Yeah, and what is up next for you now?
Yeah, we have the winners of UCC and Kerry Down next, so you know they'll come to the table as well. So you know we'll take that game on as well, and when the fixture day comes along, we'll prepare well as we can for that.